Well, Mikey, you nearly did it. You were going so well.
Yeah, look at it. I just worried about the soft ground, so I gave him a bit of a chance early, but he came home very well. I thought for at the back of the second last, I thought I had Danny for a couple of strides, and great to finish second in the first days, but it's still nice to go one better.
Yeah, you were probably saying to yourself, geez, it'd be lovely to win this, wouldn't it?
Oh, your departure. You'd have a good summer holiday out of it, you know. And of course it would. It's a prestigious race. It's massive.
Yeah. Even half a week's order here, by the way.
Unbelievable followers, whether it's hurling, football or horse racing, sure. Yeah. They come out the whole time, and it's not even, you know what I mean, it's a foggy day. And it was still the crowds came out.
You must be enjoying it since when did you decide to come back?
I had a couple of horses at home that I wanted to ride in October. I said, look at my way, it wasn't too bad. And I went to Australia last winter and done a little bit of travelling. And sure, we weren't
going. It's all a bit of life.
It's all a bit of life. And the hands weren't going great at the start of the year. And
didn't they finish well, didn't they?
Yeah, we did, I suppose. I enjoyed that. It was deadly to play in Wexford Park and nearly 6,000 or 7,000, whatever was in it. So, look, that's why I came back. Look, I was still light. I'm still young. I was 29. And as I said, I was schooling a lot of horses at home and whatever. Still riding out a bit in Willie's. So I said, why not?
The brother, Johnny, said that you were disappointed you didn't get the call from Davy, that's why you went back riding.
Yeah. I said it to Davy last year, and he says, you're getting worse, actually, he said to me. He was joking. He said, he enjoyed watching a few of the games. There's better younger men there who are going to bring Wexford on than me, but it'll be a dream come true, or I can't do everything, Liam.
How difficult is it to keep the weight now? You know, kind of a biggish jockey, aren't you?
Yeah, I would be. I'd be one of the biggest in there with maybe Keith Dunne, who's a big lad, does a couple of heavyweights and 11 stones. In fairness, you admire Barry Gertie and Davy. They have it fairly well under control there. They'd be in the late 10 stones there, near 11 stones. You manage it as best you can. You don't be drinking pints or maybe eating as many burgers, I stay active anyway, and I like keeping a bit of shape as well for the summer if I do get back to play a bit of ball. Look, it's one of those things. It's always been the way, and I'm used to it now.
You must be delighted for Aidan Rashford. He was outstanding for you last year, and he was really getting stuck in with Wexford, isn't he? Getting his game time as well. Good lad, isn't he?
Top guy, top lad. The three of them are very good. Without Lee Moog, Dio and Aidan, we would struggle a little bit, and I'd hope a couple of more young lads try just to keep an eye on him and train like them. And there is a couple of good young lads there. So Aidan's a top chap. Look, he'll learn an awful lot going in there, and he's a little bit older now, so he's not going to be that worried about other. You know what I mean? He's not going to be nervous. Yeah, a bit of experience, and that's going to be a hard team to make this year. There's Shore is back. There's two or three other new lads in there as well, I believe. And obviously I'll be pally with a couple of lads in it. I think it'll be good, and that's what lads need, you know, and tough to take every game at a time and see how we get on.
From your own point of view, you have that experience as well, Mikey, you know, coming back, haven't you? There was never any worry about you coming back.
I suppose you might be a little bit rusty, but you'd like to think you still know how to read a race a little bit. Obviously you're going to get it wrong, but I do. It's all I left school, and it's all I've done really, Liam. So you're learning every day in this game, and it's, you know, one day on your back at the back of a fence and nursing an injury, and please God you can get it away from them, that's all you care about, and you just see how it goes really and see what happens.
There's an awful lot of good young lads coming through in this game, but you haven't had any problems getting right since you came back.
I've been very lucky, Liam. Willie has always been very good to me, and
always liked you.
I don't know about that, but I rode out there since I was about 19, and the Wexford trainers as well, I always got on well with them, and I have a couple of good friends in the game. I rode winners for Emmett and Tony as well, and lads that I rode winners from before, and we have a couple of horses at home as well that we have to get out still. It's one of those games, you get a run, and then there's other great lads out there that can't get it right today, and it's just the game. It's a funny game, and it always has been, and look, you just have to take the rough with the smooth.
It's great to see you back. Our luck today was very close.
No problem, Liam.
You knew Danny was going to catch you, did you?
I was saying if he missed the last and got a little bit tired, I mightn't have him, but I think Total Recall is probably, he wasn't for stopping today, but look, I might see you some preview night in Wexford or something. Yeah. Have a bit of crack.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Liam.